on Sky Sports Radio.
It's going to be a great derby finish, 200 metres out. Grand Stadium in front, tackled by Laker Lover in the centre, and on the outside, Imogil. Imogil, Laker Lover, and Grand Stadium, they go to the line, lock together, camera, Imogil! Imogil, by an inch.
Pallante hits the front, Octagonal is after him, and Saintly between them, nothing like a Dane can't go on. Octagonal, Saintly, and Pallante, what a finish. Octagonal on the outside, and Saintly stride for stride. Octagonal is doing better, the champ is home. It's Octagonal's derby, Saintly second.
Kingston Town has quickly blitzed away from them. Kingston Town shot clear, coming to the 200 from Polo Player. All of the others are well and truly struggling, but look at him go, will you? Kingston Town, he's putting a gap in the opposition and careering away, and he's going to score a very, very easy derby win.
This is easy. It's a done deal. Has cruised up, takes the lead, kicks clear from Philippi, Kingdoms, Hippopus, but this is a one-act affair. The Kiwi star, it's a done deal. It's not a star, it's a superstar.
Home Crusher is starting to make up ground, and here he comes about 18 off the inside rail, but he's coming quickly. Tierra is the leader. Bone Crusher drawn, followed by Agent Provocative Easter, and here's Handy Proverb. What a go it is, Handy Proverb, the outside drawn, and Bone Crusher. Bone Crusher, he gains the upper hand, and the New Zealand champ is going to win it.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine humming.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And it's 25 to 11 Sky Sports Radio. We're going to have a look at some great greyhound racing over the last week and what's coming up to you with John Brash. Morning, John.
Good morning to you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Welcome along to Going Greyhounds for this Monday morning. It's just having a few landline issues this morning, so we're on the Odie Cologne, doing our best here, coming to you this morning. And it's been a great week of greyhound racing, and all eyes were on Wentworth Park on Saturday night for the seven outstanding heats of the Group 1 Paws of Thunder and also the Summer Distance Plate. We had the Warrigal Cup final at Group 2 level on Saturday night as well. And there's been numerous features around the land, and we lead into some big weekend greyhound racing again. First of all, we're going to go back and review the program at Wentworth Park on Saturday night. First of all, we'll look at the Summer Distance Plate and the two heat winners there. The first heat winner was an outsider in Book of Luck for Craig Sheridan, winning in 42-23. So congratulations to Craig there, winning with Book of Luck. And the second heat of the Summer Distance Plate was taken out by the Wentworth Park Staying Star in Poco Dorado for Johnny Finn in 41-95. And we might go back and have a listen to the win of Poco Dorado, making it 11 out of 11 at Wentworth Park over the 7.20.
Racing, Poco Dorado got away brilliantly, and she's going to stride to the lead over White Sox Ethics. The inside, Bacali, making up ground. They'll follow by Zipping Potter, Keynes in, and Double G near the rear. Poco Dorado, one lap to go. She is on the lure, and she's running. Poco Dorado led by nine over Bacali, going to second. Five away, Zipping Potter, followed by Keynes in. They'll follow by White White Sox Ethics, Double G midfield down the back, and Poco Dorado, she's looking at 11 out of 11 here at Wentworth Park over the 7.20, led by six. Bagali running a gallant race. Poco Dorado, the queen of Wentworth, does it again. Poco Dorado by two to Bacali, Double G. A long break to Zipping Potter.
Yeah, she's unstoppable at Wentworth Park at the moment, Poco Dorado, and she was able to make it 11 out of 11, as Tim said there on Saturday night, in scoring in a heat of the Summer Distance Plate, and that final coming up at Wentworth Park next Saturday night. And as usual, Poco Dorado has been installed a short price favourite to take out the Summer Distance Plate. She's drawn box number one. She's $1.75. Bacali drawn box seven at $4. Blue Moon Rising box four at $7. Veloce Nero at $7. Double G at 14, drawn box five. Soda Flash drawn box three at $14. Kazan, the first reserve, is $31. Zipping Potter drawn box eight at $31. Book of Luck drawn box six at $31. And the outsider, second reserve, Eleanor Rascal at $101. So Poco Dorado has been installed, the short price favourite, to try and make it the perfect dozen at Wentworth Park on Saturday evening. Well, we had seven heats of the Group 1 Paws of Thunder on Saturday night at Wentworth Park, and the heat winners there were Cash Point for Anthony Azzopardi in 30 and 10, Nengar Jack for Neville Brown in 30 seconds even, Caitlin Keeping, Charmaine Roberts, 29.84, Federal Lily for Morgan Fenwick-Benjers in 29.87, Miss Splendor Miro for Dave Gill in 29.73, Poke the Bear for Shona Thompson in 29.55, and All on Amy for Joseph Senders in 30 and 13. We might go back and have a listen to the win of Poke the Bear. This was an unbelievable performance to run 29.55, and you'll hear why in just a moment.
Racing, Poke the Bear walked out. Bucks Future came out like a torpedo. Led by two over Pants on Fire. Azkaban third now. Poke the Bear. The Big Bear is on the move. They'll follow by Zipping Coda. A break in the race to Mapunga Bella Jingles Keeping. And at the rear is Blazing Store. Top corner, Bucks Future in front. Here he comes. Poke the Bear is uncoiling. Bucks Future in front by two. One, three quarters. Poke the Bear drives. Got him! Poke the Bear, big win, beat Bucks Future. They were followed in by Azkaban, All Pants on Fire. Then Zipping Coda.
The best Poke the Bear winning the heat of the Paws of Thunder on Saturday night. We're going to catch up with Jason Thompson a little later on in the program. And the other heat win that I was impressed with was Miss Splendor Miro returning back to Wentworth Park on Saturday night. We'll hear how she did it.
Racing, Miss Splendor Miro began brilliantly, banally away in a hurry. They're going together through the first turn, although Miss Splendor Miro, she cut and run. She put up five on Ancient Secret, followed up by Banali third, wider out Sunburn Highway two times twice, and then Tom's Desire, Prince Fablock, Aston Geisha. Miss Splendor Miro, she's full of running, led by five to Ancient Secret. Banali's running on, but the Queen is back in town, back in a big way. Miss Splendor Miro by three, Ancient Secret, a gallant second. Third Banali, third Banali, followed in by...
That was the win by Miss Splendor Miro, and the box draw has come out like this. One, All on Amy. Two is Nengar Jack. Three, Cash Point. Four, Caitlin Keeping. Five, Federal Lily. Six, Miss Splendor Miro. Seven, Bucks Future. Eight, Poke the Bear. And the reserve string Schooners and Sunburned Opal. Poke the Bear has been installed the $2.40 tab.com.au favourite ahead of Miss Splendor Miro $3.50, Caitlin Keeping $5.50, Cash Point $6.50, Bucks Future at $8, Nengar Jack $16, Federal Lily at $18, Drink Schooners $21, Sunburned Opal $41, All on Amy at $51. So Poke the Bear the favourite at $2.40. So, as I said, we'll catch up with Jason Thompson a little later on in the program to talk about the phenomenal win there of Poke the Bear. Another one of the features on Saturday night was in Victoria, the Group 2 Warrigal Cup. And this is how we saw the running of the Warrigal Cup for 2019.
And away. What a beautiful dispatch. Away fast in the centre. Jabrina showing good speed. And Dinah Hunter away fast. Big Flood goes through to third. They've raced by two lengths to Kuta Mayhem. Fourth, first corner. Next was Orson Allen. He's back in the field tonight. Well back elevated. Italian Plastic also short a weak sight, but racing to the front as they swing for home. And dashing away was Dinah Hunter, three clear. Little Jabrina's out and running on, but it's Dinah Hunter in front. Brendan Wheeler takes out the big double as an owner and beats Jabrina second, third. Big Flood short to excite. Flood short behind to excite. Those runners.
Yeah, Dinah Hunter starting from box eight, where it's never been beaten. Seven from seven. The son of Dinah Villa taking out the Warrigal Cup. Dinah Hunter for trainer Steve Collins running 25 and 53 there in the Warrigal Cup on Saturday night. So congratulations to all concerned. Our first guest on Going Greyhounds this morning is all the way from Tasmania. Brennan Ryan joins us again this week. Brennan, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
As you were saying earlier on,
the heats of the Devonport Cup last Tuesday with Hello Nugget winning the first heat in 25.79, Just Browsing in 25.72, Sacred Shadow in 25.60, Emerald Rainbow 25.79, Leonard's Boy in 26.03, Despacito 25.40, Zipping Blaze 25.87, and Corey Cody in 25 and 86. That was the heats of the Devonport Cup last Tuesday. What about out of the heats, Brennan? What caught your eye there?
John, I was really impressed with the way Just Browsing's returned. He resumed off a 13-week break for Gary Fay and his brother Greg. Tuesday's run was her first run beyond 300 metres, and to run at the 4:52 and come away with the 25:72 win off box five was a big effort. Zipping Blaze, he made his debut in Tasmania last week, running 25:87, and from box 8 he'd done a tremendous job to come out from out wide, and he'll improve on that run for sure.
The box draw for the final tomorrow is 1 Leonard's Boy, 2 Corey Cody, 3 Hello Nugget, 4 Zipping Blaze, 5 Despacito, 6 Emerald Rainbow, 7 Just Browsing, 8 Sacred Shadow, the reserves Fernando Drums, and Buckle Up Axon. Now, the tab.com.au market goes up with Despacito at $2.60 has been installed the favourite. Fernando Drums, the first reserve, yet to gain a start, is $4 second pick. Just Browsing at $4.20. Sacred Shadow at $4.20. Corey Cody at $4.80. Buckle Up Axon, the second reserve, is at $8. Emerald Rainbow at $8. Zipping Blaze is big odds at $26. Hello Nugget at $31. And Leonard's Boy, the Red Rug Runner, is at $31. So Despacito, the local, is the favourite at $2.60. Brennan, after the box draw, what is your thoughts on the $25,000 to the winner final?
John, look, I really like the way Despacito ran in the heat last week from off box seven. He's drawn in towards the middle now around box five. I don't really like him from there, but I've really gone the way of Just Browsing again from box seven. She's done a tremendous job to get there. I think she's drawn perfectly out wide. I'm going to put her on top, and I'll go Despacito for my second pick, with Zipping Blaze, and I'm going to put in the Queenslander, Corey Cody, from box two to run in at the fourth selection.
Yeah, the local certainly in great form. Just Browsing is going for seven on in tomorrow.
Yeah, she's been a tremendous bitch. She's the only bitch, second to, I think, Emerald Lee. She's got a great record around Launceston. She's won Nellingworth Classic, a Tasmanian Oaks, a J.G. Nelson Cup, and a ladies' bracelet, and that's just unheard of at her age, and a Breeders' Classic as well. So she's on the rise to being one of the good bitches that we've had in Tasmania for a long time, and all going well. Hopefully, if she gets through this unscathed, we'll hopefully see her at the Launceston Cup later on in February. Lost you, John. Hello.
Looks like we've got a few issues there. We'll take a quick break. It's 14 minutes at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing, Common Ground began brilliantly, missing it, Wild Ass Jazzy. Here comes Painted Picture down the outside. Fernando Blaster gets to a close third, followed by Regal Topaz. Then came Irish Ripple, well back early, Oxley won Rashida. And last of all, Wild Ass Jazzy down the back, Common Ground. Dash 5 in front of Fernando Blaster, Painted Picture third, followed by Irish Ripple, Regal Topaz and Oxley won. Coming to the turn, Common Ground in front, two clear, Fernando Blaster trying hard. Common Ground clear, Common Ground won the Young Guns. Two lengths, Fernando Blaster. Third Painted Picture, followed by Regal, Regal Topaz. Okay, so we're just having a few technical hitches this morning, and that was Common Ground winning the Young Guns at Albion Park on Thursday night. We're going to catch up with her trainer, Warren Nichols, in a few moments' time. But back talking with Brennan about the Devonport Cup. Brennan, I was just saying, Just Browsing, this is going to be her biggest test to date with the Devonport Cup after coming through a lot of those age classic races.
Yes. She's done a tremendous job. Early on, you looked at this record, you looked at Just Browsing's record around Devonport. She's got the wins on the board, and I just think Gary's got her at the right time. And look, if Lady Luck is with her tomorrow, I think she's going to run the best chance, and it'll be Gary's It'll be Gary's best attempt again since Breakers Tip ran second to Kunae in, I think, about 2015 in the Devonport Cup there. So the locals will be behind her, and also Leonard's Boy for Sam Page. Sam's done a tremendous job. He's only been training just over, I think, just over 12 months, and this is his first group final with Leonard's Boy. So I think we're all behind him as well. It's going to be a good race, that's for sure. That's for sure.
All right, Brennan, thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck to the Devonport Club there tomorrow, and we'll be watching with interest, and your tip, Just Browsing, to take out the Devonport Cup.
Yep, I hope so. Nice for a local to win the race, but look, it's going to be a good field, and I wish all the runners the best of luck.
Thanks, mate, and talk soon. That's Brennan Ryan joining us this morning and taking a look at the Devonport Cup. Notice to local owners and trainers in New South Wales that due to predicted hot weather, a couple of the meetings have been brought forward on Wednesday. The Richmond meeting will now be a day meeting with the first race at 10:35. And for this meeting, the scratchings will close at 4 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon, and Maitland on Thursday will be a later start at 5:27 due to predicted heat. So Richmond Wednesday at 10:35 a.m. start, and Maitland Thursday at 5:27. We finally got underway with the Wauchope Cup over the weekend, and it was taken out by Sunlit Digger for Shane Pulbrook in 25:69, defeating She Is Diamonds and Kingsbury Martha. So Sunlit Digger was the Wauchope Cup victor there on Saturday just gone. Well, I was very impressed with a maiden winner on Friday at the Gardens in the shape of Lochinvar Dynamo, and it's prepared by Robert Smith. It's only had the four starts. It ran second at Lismore on debut, and then seventh in a semi-final of the big pre-Christmas maiden, and then at the Gardens 2 weeks ago in the maiden heat, ran a sizzling 29.57 and came out in the final on Friday and ran 29.73. And he's by Magic Sprite out of Kiwa Gem, who would be known to our Queensland listeners. She's thrown quite a few speedy greyhounds over the years, but this one looks as though it's going to go through the classes in a big way, Lochinvar Dynamo. We're hoping to catch up with Robert Smith this morning.
Is there?
And I think we've got Robert coming online to join us this morning. Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning, dear John.
Lochinvar Dynamo, it's only had the four starts, but I've been very impressed with what we've seen at the Gardens over the last couple of weeks.
He's been very good. He stepped up to the 500. He hadn't been trialled over the 500, but he had his first 500 on the heat and then backed up 6 days later. So, yeah, very good.
Yeah, well, he started out, as I said, at Lismore in the big pre-Christmas maiden there, ran second over the 420 metres behind That's Little Bob, and then had no luck off a wide alley from that corner start there from box number seven, again behind That's Little Bob. So that run was a forgive-me run. And as you say, stepping up to the 515 for the first time at the Gardens and ran best of the day, 29.57 in that maiden 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, very good. As I said, he hasn't had a 500 before that, so he run it out very good and pulled up good after it. So, yeah, everything was good.
Then gave nothing else a chance in the final in scoring by 11 lengths in 29.73 there on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, it was a little bit hot on Friday, but, he handled the conditions and hopefully he goes from strength to strength.
So he hasn't been over 500 in the trial, so that was pretty much fresh into that series the other day. Obviously can handle it with no problems at all. What about future plans for Lochinvar Dynamo? Is there anything mapped out at this stage, or just go through the classes at this stage?
Yeah, I'll just go through the stages. He's not too yet, so he doesn't need to be pushed too hard in this hot weather. And we just go one race at a time, and hopefully in 6 months, enough to be competitive in better races.
Has he always shown you that he's got that class over the longer journey? Has he always shown you that he would get a strong 500 or maybe even further?
Well, he showed from the word go, he's very fast on education as far as up the straight and one turn, and the next step was to go two turns, and you know, I think that what he showed on the straight and the one turn was always going to be a 500. Yeah, so I think that the two turns is probably the future in New South Wales, so we've got to go that way.
And he's, of course, by Magic Sprite out of a little bitch that our Queensland folk would know in Kiwa Gem. She's been a good producer over the years.
Yes, I don't know much about her, and Kevin Gordon has purchased her as a pup, and a couple of them have the litter as a pup, and gifted it to his daughter Claire, and you know, she was reared at Lismore and educated. Done everything right since, you know. He's a nice dog. He does nothing wrong, but he's just got to be a bit patient and take your time. He's got to find three or four lengths to be able to be competitive in top grade, or hopefully don't get there too quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we've seen so far, he certainly has the speed out of the boxes when he gets going, and that's what you want, the speed at the start of the races, and he's obviously showing the strength as well.
Yeah, 100%. He's really a very competitive dog, and every day he's learning. So it's just one step at a time.
Okay, Robert, thanks for joining us this morning. Looks as though you've got another smart pup on your hands there with Lochinvar Dynamo, and we'll be following his progress along in the next few months.
I hope so. Thanks very much. Bye.
That's Robert Smith joining us this morning, the trainer of Lochinvar Dynamo, who was very impressive in those two wins at the Gardens over the last 2 weeks, running 29.57 and 29.73. They're in winning by 11 lengths on Friday afternoon. Well, we had the those heats of the Paws of Thunder at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, and the most impressive, as I mentioned, was Poke the Bear, trained by Shona Thompson after missing the start and diving to the inside at the first turn and standing Bucks Future up a fair start, and was able to run it down over the concluding stages. So hopefully we'll catch up with Jason Thompson.
He's there
and
now,
Jason's
John?
There right now. Okay, Jason, good morning to you.
Yeah, how are you, John?
Good, Jason. That was one of his strongest wins to date, I would think.
Yeah, look, he's done that a couple of times, or a few times actually, in Victoria. You know, he can be a bit ordinary out of the boxes on occasions, and particularly, you know, when he hasn't been to a track for a while. So he did that Saturday night. Got a pretty nice run through to the first corner, considering the way he came out. But, you know, once he sort of got through to the fence, through the pen, I was sort of a bit surprised actually to see Bucks Future lead, because I know he's a very strong dog, and I actually was just hoping that he could obviously run a close second, and I thought Bucks Future would be running time. So watching the race, we were just worrying about maybe qualifying as a fast second, but you know, I think once he turned at home, he railed nice, and you know, he seems to know where the winning post is, and you know, he got there in the last sort of 5 or 10 metres, but it was a good effort. Dog chase is good, and the time was good.
Yeah, he just showed that he's all class, was able to run down Bucks Future in the concluding stages, and still put the time on the board, running 29.50 odd.
Yeah, look, yeah, he's a very, very fast dog. Yeah, he's capable of running quick times in the clear run, so you know, it was it was really good. You know, he's a very good dog that he ran down, and I think the dog's full of confidence at the moment, so when they're confident and got his ability, they can do things like that.
Come up with box number 8 in the final. That's probably able to suit him, try and keep out of trouble out wide there.
Yeah, I think he needed to draw either 1, 2 or 8. Obviously, he goes really good off the inside, but when he does come out of the boxes, he will run straight, which he did on Saturday night. And I think by doing that, you can avoid that bit of trouble after box rise. And if you can, I mean, we don't expect him to be leading, but if he can get to the winning post and sort of down on the fence through the pen in the first sort of four, well, he's going to finish it off strong. And, you know, he's a very, very good dog.
Jason, he had a great 2018, and we only learnt last week that he was crowned the Meadows Greyhound of the Year after that brilliant Top Gun win back in October. And if he can start 2019 any way that he finished off 2018, he's certainly going to be in for a great year. I think we may have lost Jason there. We've lost Jason.
Looks like it, yeah. He's gone.
And we're having not much luck here this morning, Sean. So that was Poke the Bear, and we got most of the information out of Jason there. He thinks it's going to be a very, very strong chance on Saturday night, drawn box number 8 on the Paws of Thunder, and he's been installed the favourite there. We might try and catch up with Queensland trainer Warren Nichols in a few moments' time. He had a very strong dog win at Albion Park, as we heard a little earlier, Common Ground on Thursday night, winning the Young Guns there. And she was born in April 2017. She's only had the 11 starts for 6 wins, 2 seconds and 2 thirds. Her record at Albion Park is 9 starts for 5 wins and 3 minor placings. She's put together 4 wins on end now. But Warren's got a big assignment, Common Ground, coming up in the next few weeks. He's going to set her for the National Futurity at Wentworth Park. And he's obviously got that big of an opinion of her that he thinks she's ready for the big time. And Warren's coming online to join us this morning. Warren, good morning to you.
Morning, John. How you going?
Good. Matey, I was just giving our listeners a little bit of information about Common Ground. 11 starts now for 6 wins, and she's got really high speed out of the boxes, which I've been impressed with, and she was able to use that from box number 1 to win the Young Guns on Thursday night in 29-88, and she came out in 5.49, and a lot of greyhounds don't often do that at Albion Park.
Yeah, sensational. One of those, really hit her straps and showed what she can do, which is great.
She ran 29.87 in the heat the previous week, so she's got that to 29.88 again. She ran 11.51 down the back and come home in 12.88, and she's beaten some seasoned performers in Fernando Blaster and also Painted Pitcher, a dual winner there at Albion Park. So she's obviously showing you a lot, and you're going to give her a go at the big time, and you're bringing her down to Sydney to run in the heats of the National Futurity.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've just organised a trial this morning with Peter to trial on Wednesday night. And then, we'll head down for the heats. Hopefully everything's all right between the trial and the heats. And we'll, put her in the Futurity heats, yes.
So are you going to give her a run or just a trial before the heats?
No, just a trial. Just a trial on Wednesday before or between the races, hopefully.
All right. And has she shown you always a lot of ability?
She has, yes, over the shorter ones. You know, she first look out of the box is over 3.95 as a pup was 22.51. So, you know, she's always shown she could run, but it just took a couple of goes to put it together, you know, over the 500, I'd be saying. She's always shown us that. We thought it was our plan when she was a pup to head for the Futurity, but it just took a few over the 500 to put it all together. And I said to the wife, if she breaks 30, we'll go, and she's done it. So,
yeah, well, she's done it on 2 occasions now, the heat and final of the Young Gun. She's an April 17 whelping, so as you say, she's not even 2-year-old yet, and she's obviously matured, as you say, to go that step from the 3.95 up to the 5.20. As she said, took her a couple of goes, but she's obviously got the hang of it now, and she's got that early speed, which is great to see over the 500 metres. So she's going to, provided she handles Wentworth Park quite okay, and you'll know that after Wednesday night when she trials there, and I'm sure the Sydney siders are going to know that they're in a race because of what I've seen of her so far. She is one very, very special greyhound, and she's going to go through the classes over the next few months.
Yeah, we're hoping. Yeah, we're very happy, mate. Very happy and, looking forward to it. Looking forward to the challenge, I suppose, yeah.
Warren, your kennel's absolutely on fire at the moment. You've had quite a few winners in recent weeks up in Queensland at Albion Park and at Ipswich. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got into greyhound racing and your association.
Oh, originally, as a young teenager, I'd come across Tony and Carol Rhodes that used to own VIP Kennels in Sydney. Used to knock around with their kids and he gave me my first greyhound, and it sort of kicked on from there. While my kids were growing up, we got out of it for a little while, you know, just so we weren't carting around on the tracks. We just, let them do their sport and that. And this is our time now. We come out to Churchill and bought a place and bred a few litters, and this is the start of it, yeah.
How many you got in work at the moment?
Oh, we've got 31 in the kennels. That's from break into the racing. We've probably got 9 race dogs at the moment at that stage. We've got about 66 on the property, but we own about 50 of them. So, yeah, we've got a few coming through.
Keeps you busy.
Yeah, it does, mate. It does. It's non-stop, yeah.
Warren, all the best with Common Ground over the next few weeks, and we'll be watching her with interest, and Sydney Siders get their first look at Wentworth Park when she trials there on Wednesday night. Good luck with her going through the series, and as I said, we'll watch her progress over the next few months.
Great, John. Thanks very much.
That's Warren Nichols from Queensland, Common Ground, the winner of the Racing Queensland Young Guns at Albion Park on Thursday night, and she's heading Sydney way for a trial on Wednesday night, and then she'll be set for the National Futurity coming up in a couple of weeks' time. Well, that's our Going Greyhounds program this morning in bits and pieces. We finally got there, Cozzy, and we'll be back to do it all again next Monday morning and to review the pause of thunder and see if Poco Dorado can make it a perfect dozen next Saturday night at Wentworth Park.
Good on you, John. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Cozzy.
John Brash, now it is 11:04 at Sky Sports Radio. We've